Neyland sang a song that doesn't say much more than what I'm fixing to say, but this is how I feel. Beautiful. Beautiful. I don't know if you've ever heard him sing it or not. It's a beautiful song. And it's beautiful. That's basically what the song says. Good to be here. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Appreciate you being here in the service today. Heard a song this morning on the way up that I've heard it several times, but I tried to listen to it this morning just a little bit. And it starts out talking about that they is running from the Lord's, how I took it, but there's running. And everywhere they run into grace.
Yeah.
Then the song goes on. It says that they give the Lord a million reasons why not to love him. And yet, he loved them still. Beautiful song. It really is. I need your prayers, as always. I don't think I got allergies. I got a runny nose. Can't get rid of it. Turn my head over and it run out. Hey, something in there coming out. You ever listen to a program on the radio, sometimes on TV? Sometimes they'll come out and they'll say the views and the comments of this program is not necessarily affiliated with its ownership, pretty much what it says. Well, I don't have that luxury. The views and the comments that you hear from me, they're mine.
Bless the Lord.
Between me and the Lord. Now, how they're received, there ain't a whole lot I can do about. I've preached down through the years, and I've preached on things, and people come out with some of the wildest ideas. You say, "Preacher, why do you say that?" Well, they told me. How they got some of their ideas out of what I preached, I ain't got a clue. I can't do a whole lot about that. Not gonna try to. There's things, and it's difficult. It's probably more difficult to do so this morning after what I preached Wednesday night. But nonetheless, it's what I've got. It's what the Lord's given me. I'll try my best to do the best I can with it. There's things that I'm 100% convicted of that is true. And there are things that I'm really not convinced. Of. And And those things I still work on. I don't work a whole lot on them things that I'm 100% convinced. You know why I don't work on them things? It's settled. It's settled. It's not going to change. You're not going to change me. But there are things that I would really like to be 100% on that I'm not 100% on. And them things, you're not going to hear much out of me. Why is that, preacher? Because I ain't really convinced.
Bless him, Lord.
I believe there's something to the effect that let every man be persuaded. And that ain't right. I'll get it right in a minute. You just bear with us. I'm going to read some scripture this morning out of the third chapter of 2 Peter. You bear with us. I believe I'm going to read the whole chapter. I'm glad, as they sang the song a while ago, I'm glad that it's different now. And that song says it's different since the Lord saved my soul. When he saved me, he changed me. I've got wonderful memories. I really do. I don't know about you. I think it's over in the book of Philippians. It talks about think on these things.
Yeah.
One of them is whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is of a good report. Why do you think he wrote them things? That you might think on these things. I have wonderful memories. I'll finish it. I have wonderful memories about my life and the people that I have come across in my life. I've been privileged. The Lord has helped me. And I've been privileged to pastor this church three separate times.
Bless him, Lord.
And the Lord has blessed me. I don't know where he's blessed you or not, but the Lord has blessed me.
Bless him, Lord. Yeah.
Tremendously. He has overwhelmed my soul.
Bless him, Lord.
He has satisfied my soul.
Yeah, bless him, Lord.
I don't like to think too much about how good things are when it comes to pastoring, because things change pretty quick sometimes. But I have a desire, and I hope and pray I have a desire to mind the Lord. I have a desire to follow the Lord. And I have some desires that a lot of times Randy wants. And it'd be my prayer that the Lord help me and you together become the church that we need to become in the days ahead. I don't look at the dimness of this world. Brother Cody said it this morning. You're the salt of the world. You are.
Yes.
You are the light of the world. Now you might think, preacher, you didn't have to say all that. Well, I did. There's things that people, I'll say they harbor. And there's things that people just hang to find out.
Yes, and bless the Lord.
And there's people that receive something that was said in a whole different manner.
Yeah.
Than what it was intended. Now you pray.
Bless him, Lord.
I appreciate the fact that I was here in 1984. Jeff said something this morning. I didn't realize it was so late in 84 when they got saved. They got saved in November. If you was here in 1984, you'd have found out that we had revival all year long. I mean, all year. We had people saved from January to December. We carried, I believe it was 12. In the November, right in the December, or whatever, had ice on the bank.
Bless the Lord.
You know, that don't mean a whole lot. People said, did you get cold? The truth of it is, I believe it's the warmest I've ever been.
Bless him, Lord. Yeah.
The real truth of it is, we come back in June, I think, right after that. And we baptized in the same creek, and I about froze to death. Lord knows how to take care of me and you.
Bless him, Lord. Amen.
He knows how to build a church. Do you know that?
Bless him, Lord.
He knows how to save. He knows how to heal. He knows how to take a situation that is completely out of control and fix it. But you're going to have to do something. You, as an individual, and me. I'll get around preaching in a minute. You're going to have to surrender all. And I'll say this, it takes some work to surrender all.
Yeah.
It really does. I don't believe for a minute that there was any more power in the old church than there is this church building. I come here in 82, that's... We'd have Wednesday night meeting and people would get up and testify, and they'd testify about how good it was in the old church.
Thank you, Lord.
I preached one night and I told them, I said, it's the same spirit in this building as it was that building.
Yeah.
If it ain't, we ain't doing something right. Fact. I'd heard about all I could stand that the spirit was better in that building than it was this building.
Bless him, Lord.
I want you to know, and we've got a beautiful building,
bless
by the way. Lord's blessed you.
Amen.
But if you get anything out of the service, it's going to be through the Spirit.
Amen.
I believe that.
Amen.
I never have. I can honestly tell you that I never have used the pulpit for a personal gain or for a personal situation. Even if I had one, and believe you me, I've had them. But I try my best to avoid those things. And I try my best to preach you what the Word of God says.
Bless him. Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't want no blood on my hands. You hear me?
Yeah, bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
We deal with things spiritually. That's just how I am. There's a soul inside of you that yearns to be right with God. And it'd be wrong in me if I preached to you something that was untrue. It'd be wrong. I believe this without a doubt. You say, preacher, you ought not talk about these things. It's necessary.
Amen.
It's just necessary. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. To be able to do that with a true heart and an open book is exactly what I am. I've got no reason in this world why to tell you something that this Bible don't back up. God didn't call me to preach to satisfy everybody. He called me to preach His Word. There ain't but one way to preach His Word. You're going to have to get familiar with it. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know, but I'll say this. I can't help it. There's some things that I told, and I told them too long.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord. You pray for us. I need your prayers. Third chapter, 2 Peter. He said, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Now you listen. That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before. Now you want to hold on to some words. You take this for what it says. He says, which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust,
Lord.
And saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, yes, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wickedness, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the third chapter of 2 Peter. Now, you pray for us for just a minute. I don't know altogether what we'll do, what we'll say. I've got a thought. I've got something that this morning that will, if I could, I'd like to preach that the Lord's laid on our hearts. And I don't know. I really don't. There's several things in this chapter that I'd like to get around to, and I don't know whether I can or not, but nonetheless, Peter wrote here, and he said, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Peter wanted to open up some things about what they had heard about some things, and he said, These things were spoken before by the holy prophets. In other words, this that I'm fixing to tell you has already been spoken. It's already been told of. Now, I'm going to get around to the 10th verse and some of these other verses. Lord, help me this morning, and I'm going to try my best to explain some of this as I go, if I can. If I can. There were things, my friend, and the Bible teaches us, and you help us for just a minute. He said, in the old world, he said, that old world, he said, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. That world perished. You remember the scripture? You know that that of Noah found grace in the eyes of God. In him, there was 8 souls on that ark. 8 souls. They was beasts of all kinds, fowls of all kinds, clean and unclean. They most certainly was. And brethren, when he come off of that ark, him being Noah, God made a covenant with Noah. And that covenant that he made with Noah, he said, there'll never be another flood destroy this earth. Not another. This writer says, and I'm going to try my best to get around to the message. That world perished, overflowed. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store. Listen. Reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. Brethren, these things, you say, preacher, this world is going to be destroyed by fire. Well, that's exactly, he said, it was reserved unto fire. Now think about that. You say, preacher, he's talking about destroying that of this earth. The real truth of it is, my friend, he is going to destroy that of heaven and earth. According to this scripture, that's exactly what he said. Now, he also told you that God didn't measure time like we do. He said a day is as 1,000 years, as 1,000 years is a day. You bear with us. He also said the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's been God's message. That's been God's message. Ever since, my friend, he sent his son into this world. John the Baptist came out of the wilderness preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Brethren, if men don't repent, you never will make it to heaven. Now, I want you to think about something, my friend, and I'm not preaching out of text this morning. My friend, I'm going to try to preach you what the Word of God teaches. Brethren, when he talked about destroying, my friend, and this thing was reserved under fire, I want you to know that he has sent that fire. Amen. You might think today, you say, preacher, he's talking about naturally. My friend, he absolutely destroyed a world by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Yes, he did. But the day of the Lord. There's so many things now. You might say, preacher, this day of the Lord. You get in the Word of God. There was many times that the day of the Lord was talked about in different ways. Yes, it was. The day of the Lord, he said, will come as a thief in the night. I want you to know something. He ain't going to come and take you away unaware. You're going to be very aware, brethren, where you're headed. Before you leave this world. Yes, you will. Now I'm going to go back just a little bit. You say, preacher, he's talking about destroying this world, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And the works, listen, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. I'm not changing the Word of God. I'm going to preach you the Word of God. Them elements and them works have already been burnt. Yes, they have. You don't have to amen me this morning. My friend, I done got to the place, my friend, that I feel like preaching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Preacher, you can't preach that. My friend, I want you to know, and I'll give you some scripture. God help me, my friend, that'll show you, brother, where the fire come from. The Bible, when we get to talking about elements, you know, a lot of people, my friend, they think, well, that's talking about this world and everything that's in it. My friend, he wasn't talking about destroying, my friend, this earth. Not naturally. He was talking about, my friend, destroying an order that was in the earth. Preacher, you can't preach that. I've already said, my friend, and said in the beginning, my friend, there's things that I believe this Word of God teaches. My friend, I believe I got scripture on it. And listen to me. Thank God, I believe I got a little unction from God. Don't ask me why. I'm the one that asked why. Why? But listen, you say the elements. The elements are an order, a structure, a form. The elements, my friend, you go back to the book of Galatians, the fourth chapter. Read 3, verse number 3 and verse number 9. It'll tell you about the elements. Only time it's ever mentioned in the Bible is these 3 times. 2 times in Galatians and 1 here in 2 Peter. Listen, those elements, my friend, he said, why turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements of the world? Brethren, that was the order of things. That was how things was carried out. That was what was done under the law. Brethren, he come, thank God, to fulfill that was under the law, folks. Yes, he did. You don't think you're living in a new world. Now I've already sanctioned, my friend, that I've this This message, my friend, is going to get construed 100 different ways. But I can't help it. It's what the Lord's given me. And brethren, I want you to hear me thank God, and I want you to hear me praying this morning. Why did the Lord Jesus Christ come into this world? He came into this world, my friend, to change the order of this world. Glory to God, He come the changer, my friend. And whether you'll have it or not, it brought destruction. Yes, it did. Have you ever read the scripture over where it says, the Lord, He said, you think that I've come to bring peace? That I've come to bring peace? Words out of His own mouth, written in red. You think I've come to bring peace? He said, nay, yea, rather division. Read it. It's in there. Brethren, God sent His Son to come into this world to change things. Brethren, if when a change come, thank God there was some destruction that come with it. Preacher, I won't have that. What did Joel say? What did Joel say? We believe this. What did Joel say? You go to the second chapter of Joel. You can read. Brethren, for your own self, you can read what he prophesied. And if you don't like it there, you can go to the second chapter of the book of Acts. And you can read the same words that Peter spoke on the day of Pentecost. He spoke that Joel had prophesied. He said, this is that. This is that which the prophet Joel has prophesied. Read it. Brethren, he changed some things. He said, before the great and terrible day of the Lord come, these things were going to take place. That's what he said. What did Peter say? But the day of the Lord would come as a thief in the night. I want you to know they were not looking for him. Not for the most part. The world, the Christian world, the religious world, even his own people, brethren, was not looking for him. Very few. You can leave here and you can construe this message and you can voice it any which way you want to. You're going to anyway. But I want you to know, brethren, God sent His Son to change a world. And brethren, He changed that world. Peter tells you, don't stop there. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. Can I tell you something? I'm going to go back and read some of that Joel here in just a minute. I'm going to read it to you because I want you to hear it. The scripture teaches us, brethren, it ain't what man says. Brethren, it's what God Himself has left with us. You can run around here and you can think about this world all you want to. I ain't really too encouraged about it, and I ain't too involved, my friend, and I don't think about it very much. No, sir. You know why? Because we sang the song, should sing it many a time, but we sang it, brethren, I'm living in a new world since the Lord saved me.
Amen.
Brethren, and heaven is my home. Brethren, he didn't destroy that heaven, nor ever will. Never, ever will he destroy that heaven. You say, preacher, he said the heavens was gone. Yeah, that's exactly what that verse says. Hey, you think about it. Why in this world is he going to destroy a place? Thank God you're headed for. Heaven is my home. I'm going there. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I don't understand all that. Well, let's put it where it belongs. We don't understand it. Let's put it where it belongs. We don't understand it. You said, preacher, he plainly says it's reserved unto fire. I ain't got to it yet, but God help me. I can prove to you, thank God that fire's already come. Heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Heaven shall pass away. The heavens, plural, shall pass away, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. He didn't say where them elements was. He didn't say what them element was either. My friend, but them elements was that of the rule and the order of the old covenant and the law.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I ain't got around my other scripture yet. Y'all bear with me. You say, preacher, I don't understand this. It says plainly, my friend, that the earth also and the works. He says, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Why? Why did he talk about the works? Brethren, the works that man had given all the way down through the law was not sufficient.
Amen.
Couldn't save them. You're living in the best day that God's ever made. Yes, you are. You are. Thank God. You don't know how good God has been to you. You don't understand the works and the elements and the earth and the heavens that was destroyed. You don't understand it. Preacher, I don't know about that. I do. And you be honest, you do too. You may think, well, preacher, you're just off your rocker. I want you to know, my friend, that God sent his son into this world to change this world. To change it. Not only to change it, he wanted to change the order of it. Yes, sir. He wanted to do away with everything, my friend, that had to do with that of the law.
Amen.
Preacher, I won't have that. Why? Why does it say that he took the old handwritings and the ordinances and he nailed them to the cross. Hallelujah. Why? To take them out of the way. They're not in the equation. Why does it say, my friend, sacrifice and offerings, he had no pleasure in them. But a body, ain't that what he said? Hast thou prepared me? A body. Preacher, I don't need to know all this. Well, evidently you do. I've worried myself sick over it. More than once. I've went around it more than once. Yes, sir. But this is what it is. This is how it is. You say, preacher, people will hate you. They already hate me. So be it. So be it. Why? Because the Word of God tells us so. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Preacher, is that's yet to come. Folks, I'm just going to tell you just as plain as I know how to tell you, this has already happened. This has already come to pass. Yes, sir. Listen, you know what he says in the, well, I'll read the 12th. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. They was looking for a day. And the real truth of it is they didn't realize what that day held. You can go back into the Old Testament. I can't remember right offhand. It's on the right-hand side of the page. I can tell you that. But brethren, the prophets prophesied and said, woe unto you that desire to see the day of the Lord. He said, because it's not a day that you're thinking about. What did Joel say? I'll get you, Joel, before I sit down. It's important. It's important. Peter said it right here in this scripture. Not only that, Peter went on to tell you that Paul had told you some of the same things, and he said they're hard to be understood. And he said, men that are unstable and unlearned, rest. Rest. W-R-E-S-T. What does he mean, preacher? It means just like wrestling. They struggled over the scriptures that Paul had left them. They didn't understand them. We're living under the same umbrella. Bless him, Lord. I'm not here. I said in the beginning, and I can faithfully tell you, my friend, I'm not here, brethren, to push Randy Jackson's opinion on you. It doesn't matter what I believe.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Preacher, it doesn't matter. But I'm going to tell you what does matter. It matters how I represent the Word of God that He ordained me to preach to you. Whether you understand it or not. Yes, sir. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. Wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Ain't that what he said? There'd be dissolved. The heavens would be dissolved. What does that mean? No more. Is that not what dissolved means? Have you ever took some, they got all kind of these different flavors you can put in water and what have you, and you can pour it in there, and you know what you can do?
Yeah.
You can shake it up and you won't see it. It'll change the color. That ain't all. It'll change the taste. But it's dissolved. It's dissolved. In other words, it went away. I don't want to misconstrue you, my friend. Something that's dissolved is no longer. Preacher, I don't know about you. Nevertheless, can I tell you something? He's fixing to change something. If he's talking about the earth, my friend, and the heavens, and it coming after a while, then after all that happens, nevertheless, we're looking for something else. There's something wrong with this program. You understand what I'm saying? There's something wrong, my friend, with the fact. Brethren, if you're looking for a new heaven and a new earth after a while, it ain't gonna happen. Preacher, the earth's gonna be gone. That's what you say. That's what you say. I ain't getting into that. I'm not getting into that. Brethren, but I'm going to tell you something. My friend, if that's what you believe, then the scripture that I'm fixing to give you, my friend, is a false accusation. And I believe Peter preached them the truth. Nevertheless, we, Leroy, I'm going to have to put me and you there. We, brethren, look for a new heaven and a new earth. Wherein dwelleth righteousness. I don't know about you, but I ain't going to be no new earth. Huh? Not after a while. If we believe this is destroyed, my friend, that's what we say, that it's destroyed. Then why? Where in the world is the new heaven, new earth coming from? Huh? Think about it. Wherein dwelleth righteousness? I got news for you. When you leave this world, you'll either split hell wide open or you'll go to heaven, one of the two.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir. He said, we'll look. He's nevertheless, according to his promise. Where'd that promise come from? It come from them. He said, and saying, my friend, to them of the holy prophets and the commandments of us, the Lord, apostles and the Lord and Savior. That's where it come from. According to his promise, we, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherein dwelleth righteousness? Folks, it's just as clear as I know how to be. You can go down here on the side of this mountain, and per se, you could buy you a piece of land. And you could have the idea I'm going to put me a house right in the middle of this. Well, I'm going to tell you something you're going to have to do. You know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to clear. You're going to have to destroy. Do you not? You're going to have to clean it out. Get rid of it. Before you can even start to build. Is that not right? Go on. You say, preacher, we're talking spiritually, the Lord, and just take care of it just like that. He did, but we won't have it.
Bless him, Lord.
He sent it. He sent his son into the midst, not of a lost and dying world, but brethren, into the midst of his own people that were lost. They was lost. Were they not? Joel. Let's see if we can find her. If I can't, I can go to Acts. Joel, the second chapter. We're going to read the 28th verse. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders, listen, wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. You can go to the second chapter of the book of Acts. Let's go to it. I'm going to read it while we got it. You bear with me. I can't help it. This is what I've got. There ain't a whole lot I can do about it, folks. But you'll find in the second chapter, if I can find it right quick. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Now I want you to know something. That, see, what they had just come through, what they had just seen, my friend, those 120 in the upper room, and they was, fire came down, were they not? Set upon each one of them as cloven tongues of fire. And they spoke in a language they could understand. Did they not? This is the day. This is the day. What was that day? That day, my friend, I'm going to say, was that of the day of the Lord. Now, the day of the Lord represented a little more than just one act. Yes, it did. And I ain't got time to get into all that, but I want you to know before all this, before the day of Pentecost come, brethren, these things that Joel has said was going to happen. And they did. They did, according to Peter's message. And listen, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. There's a semicolon right here. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. My friend, salvation, I preached it Wednesday night. Salvation is the greatest thing that God has ever given unto lost humanity.
Amen.
The greatest. And it came, my friend, after those things happened in the great and notable day of the Lord. Preacher, you can't preach that. I just did. Peter did. Did he not? Listen, you might think, I'm going to have to give you all I got. I'm going to have to, if I can find it. There's not, you say, preacher, you ought to mark it. You know what, I got so much mark and I wouldn't know which one to turn to. The truth of it is, it's marked. It's marked in my heart. We had a Sunday school this morning, and I told Alan, he understood. I said, boy, you went through that real quick. He did, but I was with him. You hear me? I was with him. I couldn't turn as fast as he was getting it. But brethren, I was with him. I knowed exactly what he is talking about. Listen to me this morning. You say, preacher, leave us alone. I want you to know there's some things in the Word of God you need to understand, and there's some things you need to understand spiritually.
Amen.
Brethren, God wasn't going to change the old earth that was standing, this old world. But he was going to change the world.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Malachi says it like this, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Did you hear that? The day cometh that shall burn as an oven. And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Now I want you to know that day that Malachi was talking about come. I want you to know that it happened. That day that he talked about burning as an oven. Listen. He said, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Listen. Why did I say that day doesn't come, my friend? That day come because he went on to say that them that was left, the Son of Righteousness would arise. Listen. Listen. You think I've lost my mind? You think I don't know what I'm talking about? What does it say in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Isaiah, the 65th chapter, starting with the 17th verse. He says, for behold, this is what Isaiah prophesied. For behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Why? Why did I stress the fact that the elements shall melt with fervent heat? Why did I stress the fact that the heavens were dissolved? My friend, he done away with them. Isaiah said, they will not remember them anymore. What's the difference? They destroyed them, got rid of them. Listen, he said, I create a new heavens and a new earth. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For, behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. That's what he said. That's what I'm going to create. I'm going to create Jerusalem. Now, time ain't going to permit me to finish this morning. I've already seen that. I ain't going to get around to half what I'd like to. But I want you to realize this morning, you say, preacher, I just don't know whether I can swallow all that or not. I'm going to tell you something. It took me a few bites to get a hold of it myself. Eat what you can. Eat what you can. And I'll tell you what, you do what you want to with the rest of it. But when it pops up, get in it. Think about it. Study it. We got some treats down at the house, and we do it every fairly often. And I can't keep my hands out of them. You know why I can't keep my hands out of them? They're good. I like them. Yes, sir. She'll make a big batch. She won't make a little batch. She'll make a big batch. I don't eat them all at once. They're there. They're the same thing. They ain't changed from the day that she made them till now. Same thing. But I eat them every now and again. About every day. Preacher, what do you mean? That's exactly how the Word of God does you. We got the whole cake here. Doesn't mean we got to eat it all today. But I'll promise you one thing. If you'll put her in the right container, she'll keep. Amen. Yes, sir. She'll keep. I know I've worried you patience this morning. Isaiah said he's going to create a new heavens and a new earth. He said the former shall not be remembered nor come in the mind. Tells me he's going to do away with that. And he done it, folks, when he nailed her to the cross. Yes, sir. Go on. I'm not going to. He said, and I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy my people, and the voice of weeping, listen, shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Folks, he ain't talking about natural tears. He ain't talking about weeping, my friend, as we think. Now, I'm going to show you. I'm going to read this to you. I can't help it. I can't help it. I didn't write it. It's the Word of God. The Bible says, and I could go from here and I could go all the way through. I ain't going to. This is going to be the end of my message. They can come get a verse of a song. I hope and pray that you've got something out of this. 66th chapter, the book of Isaiah, the first verse. He says, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? Where is the place of my rest? He asked a question. Where's his house? He said, the heaven's my throne, the earth's my footstool. Where's the house that you gonna build me? Second verse. For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. You want to know where the place of his rest is? He set it up in the hearts of men. Yes, sir. You won't know where new heavens is and the new Jerusalem. He set it up in the hearts of men. Yes, sir. You won't know where the new heavens and earth is. He set it up in the hearts of men. I can't get into the rest of it. I ain't got time. Don't want to wear my patience out. Preacher, you really believe this? I really do. Had I not, my friend, I wouldn't preach it. I'm promising. Now, this is what Isaiah said, that how the Lord looked at a man that done sacrifice after these days. He said, he that killeth an ox as if he slew a man. What's he talking about, preacher? He's talking about he didn't no more pay attention. He no more accepted. The truth of it was an abomination unto him. Amen. To do so. And I can prove that too. By the word of God. Listen, it's the word, folks. And the truth of it is, you will give an account of the word. You will not give an account to me. He that sacrificed to the lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. I could go on, but I'm not going to. I hope and pray this morning that you've got something out of the message. I could tell you a lot of things. I'm not going to. We'll let her lay just like she is. There's no need this morning, and you knowing everything about me, but there is a need that you know everything about him. There really is. Let us stand.